You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It is one half of your sportsman. I am Isaac.
Sada.
Nice to have you along. Here is, Big Sook's not over there.
What's up, dude?
He's out today. Back Monday. Schultzy is here on the ones and twos.
Yeah, happy Friday.
Okay, happy Friday to you, pal.
Thanks, bro.
Got Joey Harrington coming up here. He'll be on at his normal time, 5:30. We'll get into a little James Madison and playoff talk. But I've got something to play for him. I saw his beer ad that he did. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but if you haven't, I'm going to play it for Joey, and he can explain what the hell's going on. So that'll be at 5:30 coming up tonight in the club. I've got the 10 subtle signs you're ready to retire. We will meet Neo, and they're now manipulating the war market. Yes, the war market.
The war market.
Correct.
Don't even know what that is.
Well, war. You know what war is? There are a few of them out there.
Oh, like the...
You can bet on it.
Literal fight against
this is correct.
Countries. Wow, okay.
That's correct.
Can bet on anything now.
Headlines, Utah coach Kyle Whittingham is stepping down after the Las Vegas Bowl. Did you say who do they play in that game?
I did not say who they played in that game. Let me see, though, really quick.
Vegas, I think it's Nebraska.
Nebraska. Why am I not
Yeah, because I saw the points, but I think it's Nebraska.
Yep, yeah, Nebraska, you're right.
So he's not retiring, though, which is interesting.
Which, initially, there were multiple reports that said he was retiring, and then no, because I saw on Sports Illustrated he was, then Pete Thamel said he's actually stepping down. So, does he want another job?
It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
He's a different cat. I don't know. I mean, if I'm Michigan, I'm calling him, though, because he is 66, but he's a hell of a football coach. 32 years at the school, 21 as the head coach. He went 177 and 88. He is the all-time winningest coach there. Washington State has their man. They hired Kirby Moore, who is the offensive coordinator at Missouri. He is the brother of Saints coach Kellen Moore, and he's only 35 years old. Other than that, know nothing about him. Although I know that Ahmad Hardy was a hell of a running back for Missouri, and they had a pretty good offense until their quarterback went down. So that's all I know.
And he's got some ties to the Pac-12, as far as I know, as well. So he's worked under some coaches that have been in the conference.
Well, he was at Fresno. He was with Jeff Tedford.
Yes.
And he was with Kalen DeBoer. And he played at Boise State.
And this is pretty similar to the Oregon State hire. Jamarcus Shepherd had experience in the conference. I like what Wazoo's doing here. I do.
Yeah, Schulte likes it. I like it. It's just that, I mean, I don't know anything about him, but I, you know, if they like him, it's not like you can trash the hire. I just, when these coordinators, especially at schools like Oregon State and Washington State, when you hire the young coordinator, I just don't think you have much of a chance of keeping them if they have success.
I agree, Rob.
It's trouble.
Trent Bray, man, from him to now having a bunch of former Alabama staffers leading your program, it's a step up no matter what.
Yeah, but there are other steps that maybe you could make for a longer staircase. I don't know.
To keep
with your analogy. How about that?
How about that longer staircase?
True story.
Bitch.
Bear Alexander is coming back to Oregon for another season.
Yes.
That's a big one there. And I liked what he said. I was just looking at his Twitter account, and he said, damn it. Hold on. He said, this isn't just football. This is healing. I have grown tremendously, in all caps, in my short time in Eugene, and I can't wait to see me as a finished product next year. Let's run it back, Duck family. Love you all. Go Ducks.
All right.
I thought that was cool. I don't know. That's interesting because he came in with, obviously, a talented player.
Yeah.
But he came in with some red flags. And I tell you, I think that says a lot about Oregon, too, and just the job that they do coaching guys and kind of bringing guys into the nest and really helping them grow as human beings and as players.
Yeah.
When a guy like that, who's a little rough around the edges, says that and he sees more potential to grow in there and says, you know, I'm just going to play another year. So that's fantastic news for their defense.
Oh my goodness. I mean, he's one of their leaders as far as tackles and sacks goes this year outside of Tatum Tuioti and Bryce Betcher, but he's kind of like that Malik Benson piece coming in where he had been at a couple of other schools, you know, going from place to place, had some success at USC in 23, didn't play as well in 24. So it was kind of that project piece, but has turned into one of the main pieces on defense. And now they just need to get Dante Moore back as well.
Right. Well, Sharon Moore, we saw him today. It was rather sad. He looked quite broken in his white jumpsuit as he appeared in court.
He was shaken as they were reading through like what happened. I watched the full 15-minute arraignment, and they went through, you know, him breaking and entering the staffer's house and discussed what he did. And through that description, I'm not trying to defend the guy. It just, man, this is an awful situation.
Well, the eyes say it all, and his eyes said it all. Yep. He is a broken man. Now, they are charging him with a felony. It's third-degree home invasion. He also has two misdemeanors. One is breaking and entering. The other is stalking in a domestic relationship. They set his bond at $25,000. He will be back in court January 22nd. He'll be given an ankle monitor. His attorney did not say where he's going to set up shop, but he's going to have to stay around there. He can't drink, do drugs. He has to continue mental health treatment and all that. Of course, he can't see the girl.
Nope.
The detail that came out of the court proceedings was the exact quote. And this was from prosecutors. They said he barged in, he grabbed several butter knives and a pair of scissors, and then said to the girl, quote, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch. My blood is on your hands. You ruined my life. End quote. Prosecutors also said that she actually broke it off with him on Monday. They had been together for 2 years. This started in 2022. This started before he was the head coach at Michigan, which raises another question about the university vetting him to put him in there. It's like, man.
If so players were joking about this in 2024, someone had to know
you would
something
think,
or see something.
It's crazy. So anyway, they said that she broke it off with him on Monday and he had stalked her for 2 days. And that's what prompted her to go back to Michigan and come clean and say, yeah, we were having an affair and here are the receipts. And she provided emails and texts and all that. So she came clean 2 days after he was freaking out on her. So, I mean, just a wild story. Again, he'll be back in court January 22nd. A couple of other things going on today. TJ Watt underwent surgery for a partially collapsed lung. Now, it happened during a dry needling session, think acupuncture, at the team facility. They said he began to feel discomfort and was sent to a hospital for tests. and then he had to undergo surgery. All went well. He is out of the hospital now. They do think that he will play again this season, but he will not play on Monday against the Dolphins. Now, if I'm the Steelers here, I don't know. Well, one, you don't have him on the field, and two, Adam Schefter is reporting that the team did cause it. Like, it was the dry needling session that caused it.
Same thing as, like, Tyrod Taylor getting a lung puncture, yeah, which allowed Justin Herbert to take up the mantle in Los Angeles for the Chargers at quarterback. Now, do you...
Yikes.
Like, they're still going to pay you for being out, obviously. Like, do you sue the team at that point? Like,
I don't know.
Man, that's just such a weird situation. And remember, medical mistakes are the top reason for death in the USA. So,
yeah.
I'm surprised we don't hear about this
well,
more often.
You also
frankly.
Have Players Association, and they protect players in situations like this, and they said that they are aware of it. So, that's all we know at this point. We'll see. Hey, we got a new starting quarterback in the NFL on Sunday. Get ready for the Brady Cook Show.
Who?
The Brady Cook Show.
Yay.
You know who that is?
No. I do not.
I think he played at Missouri.
Oh.
Perhaps under your boy Moore, new Washington State.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, he's starting for the Jets the Jags.
Wasn't he like on the practice squad to start the year?
I don't know.
Oh,
probably.
God. Man, it's bad in New York.
Boy, he doesn't look anything like I thought he would.
What?
Brady Cook.
It's just some white kid, like, from the Midwest,
well,
right?
He's kind of a gingy.
Okay.
I mean, not that that's... I'm just saying.
Dalton's brother.
I'd never seen him.
What's wrong with gingers, Rop?
Nothing. My brother's a ginger. Did you know that? Fun fact.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I got a ginger bro.
How are you not a ginger?
I don't know.
That's...
I don't know. It's different crazy. Genes. Yeah, different dad, maybe. I don't know.
I was going to say, yeah. Gene missed you by a mile there, but could have been another gene, too.
All right, coming up next, we will get to some... I've got a couple college football notes for you, including Heisman props on Diego Pavia's mom. Also, the SEC schedules came out last night, and they're great, because they're finally playing 9 games next year. Thank God. We'll get to those items next, and then we'll get Joey Harrington in here to talk a little college football playoff right here on 105.1 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know, I was in London. We went to London and England and Scotland for Christmas one year.
Oh, that must have been so cool.
It was great.
Sounds like a Hallmark Christmas movie, man.
Yeah, and it was right at the time when George Michael died.
Oh.
We were there.
Yeah, very young. He was only like 52-ish or something like that.
And it was really cool to be in London when, well, it sounds bad.
The tributes.
Tributes were amazing. I just didn't know how huge he was over there.
As far as Europe goes, or specifically in the UK, I think he was like one of their biggest stars ever.
He was a king there, man.
Yeah.
They loved him, and it was really cool to celebrate him for a day. And then they put Wham! Last Christmas on, you know how we do the Christmas Story? You know, we put it on loop here in the US?
Yeah, on TBS or whatever.
Yeah, TBS. They play it, I think 24 hours.
Starting on Christmas Eve for a whole day.
Over there, they do the Last Christmas video with George Michael.
Oh, like the music video?
Yeah, over and over and over and over. And I don't know if they did that just because he had just passed, or if they do that every year, but the George Michael tributes over there were insane.
Well, and I mean, during
Christmas. And that guy, dude, he was a part of our childhood, had some hits. He was really good. I mean, I wasn't a huge George Michael fan, but he had some good stuff. But I don't know. I guess that moment over there is when I learned how freaking great that guy was. He was unbelievable as an artist.
You almost don't really understand just because we're all in our own bubble here in the U.S. Like, oh, hey, over in Europe, over in Germany, like they got their big peeps, too.
Well, it's like Oasis, you know, Oasis. Yeah. They were popular here, too. But, dude,
Oasis, not like there.
Oh, my God. They're like the Beatles over there.
Yep.
All right. Where were we? Oh, I have some pervy prop bets for you.
Oh, I love a good pervy prop bet.
I know you do.
Yeah. I'm a degenerate.
I know you are.
Yep.
Joey Harrington in our next segment. We'll clean it up. But right now, Jimmy Shapiro sent these. Oh, no, Josh Barton. I think they work together. Anyway, it's BetOnline, sportsbetting.ag. They send us odds. And did you know that there? So the whole thing with Diego Pavia's mom. Diego Pavia is a Heisman finalist.
Yes.
Along with Fernando Mendoza, Jeremiah Love, and Julian Sain. And the Heisman is tomorrow. And Diego Pavia's mom is kind of hot. And so she became kind of this cult figure when Diego Pavia was, you know, rising to stardom.
Yeah, didn't he, like, if he won a certain game, like Theo Vaughn, that right-wing podcaster, was going to get a date with her or something like that?
Correct.
Yeah,
it was a whole thing.
She's been in the news for a while.
Yeah. Her name is Antoinette Padilla. And so they have put out props on Antoinette and Diego Pavia's mom for the Heisman ceremony. And they are quite pervy. As a matter of fact, one of them, I can't believe I mean, they really do have this on here. Style of panties.
Will we be able to see the style of panties?
Well, I mean, I assume not. I'm hoping not.
I mean, hey, it could be like a Hollywood, like, starlet's dress where they show up and it's a little see-through. You can see the bra.
What
and
are
the
we
panties.
Doing?
Hey, we're giving love to the Coug here.
You're a perv. What would you bet? Grannies plus 200 or thong minus 300?
Oh, thong. Like G-string. We're going almost nothing. If she's showing up, why would you show up in New York to the Heisman ceremony where you're considered a hot?
Because she's old.
Granny panties.
She's old.
You can still be hot.
God. What will happen first? Pavia and mom kiss. Pavia and mom hold hands. Also weird.
What the?
They don't hold. They're not gonna hold hands.
They might.
Really? I would think that, you know, a cheek kiss or something.
Yeah. Like I'd kiss.
That's plus money. They said hold hands minus 500.
I mean, so they've probably been seen holding hands. Like, my mom and I don't necessarily hold hands in a situation like that. She would probably kiss me on the cheek, but the Pavias hold hands. All right.
And I think I got a bet here for us, a long shot bet here.
Let's go.
Well, they have one on here. Who will Heisman Trophy, who will the Heisman Trophy recipient hug first? Okay, and there are three options.
Okay.
There's the dad, minus 150. He's the favorite.
Yeah.
Mom, plus 125.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because we know that it's probably going to be Fernando Mendoza, right?
Yes.
Brother, plus 1,000.
No, that's,
you don't think it's going to be the brother?
That's the lottery ticket bet that I, so guys,
I don't think that's a bad bet, dude.
See?
His brother plays football with him at Indiana. He's the backup quarterback. I'm guessing the brother will be sitting right next to him.
No.
You don't think so?
You got to be sitting between mom and dad in that moment. Like, this, these are your parents, right? Okay. I get it. He's there with him, but that's...
All right. I don't know.
I'm the degenerate that loves the lotto picks like that, Rob, and that's the kind of bet that gets me usually. But I see... Like, I'm usually with you here.
God, but stop yelling at me.
No! Sorry, just trying to bring...
I don't know. I think there's a good value on the brother there.
All right.
Primary color of Diego Pavia's mom's top. That's dumb, but black pink? Black's the odds on favorite.
Well, everybody
pink
wears
plus 1,000.
There we go. See, that.
Look at you.
There's look my at lotto you. Pick. Do we have color of panties,
it's
too?
Your ticket. No, gross. Shut up.
You just asked what kind.
Why? It's on the list.
God. They ask what kind, but not what color.
And now,
fail, Vegas. Fail.
Here's a lock, I think. How many times will Diego Pavia's mom be shown? The over-under is 6.5.
I'll take the over on that.
Totally.
Because every time, I think if you say Pavia and then the mom is kind of in the shot, the over, what's the over bet on that? Minus 500?
Well, no, it's 6.5. So no. it's minus 110 bet, either over or under.
Oh.
6.5. So she gets shown 7 times, you win if you bet the over. Mm. She gets shown 6 times, you lose.
I really, see, even still with over-unders, they will tend to swing it a certain way. But I am shocked that there's such good odds on that.
Sounds like you need to get out your wallet.
I think I do. I just got paid, so that might not be a bad hundo to put down on the... I think I want to parlay, if I can, the type of panties and then the over on 6.5 times of the mom being shown.
Sportsbooks love you. Jesus.
I bet they do. God. Hey, we got this horny football fan here. Let's see.
Who's going to parlay panty bets?
I would.
Gross.
I would.
The dates for the first 9-game SEC schedule were released last night, and it's very interesting. Finally, the SEC is playing 9 games.
No kidding.
Instead of 8. So that game that was a couple weeks ago, you know, where Alabama beat somebody by 50 and Georgia beat somebody by 40, those games are going away. They're going to have to play 9-game conference schedule, and all eyes are on September 19th next year, where Lane Kiffin and LSU will be going to Ole Miss. That will be fantastic.
Yes, it will.
So I'm sure they will treat him so well, too. He is also, coincidentally, Lane Kiffin is also going to Tennessee. LSU is heading to Knoxville to play Tennessee. And they were also jilted by Kiffin after he was there for one season back in whenever that was, 2009. So, yeah, he has to go to Ole Miss and Tennessee. Another marquee game is Georgia going to Alabama October 10th. And you have Arch Manning going back to Louisiana as Texas will face LSU. And that will be interesting because that is Sark v. Kiffin, a face-off of the hotshot coaches. There was one other one I wanted to tell you about. Oh, Will Stein taking over at Kentucky, his first league game, he gets Alabama at home. And Oklahoma travels to Michigan. Ohio State visits Texas. Yeah, Ohio State has to go to Texas. That was a home and home.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know what Texas is going to have next year, but I'm sure Ohio State will be loaded. Alabama, Florida State will play again. This one in Tuscaloosa. And, yeah, there's some other good games, but Kiffin has to go to Ole Miss and Tennessee next year, which I think is awesome, and I hope they did it on purpose.
Hate Lane Kiffin.
0-2 right now, calling it.
Oh, wow. Really?
I mean, we don't know what his team's going to look like yet next year.
I bet it's pretty good.
I'm sure. Probably a little bit better than this year for LSU, but...
I bet they beat Ole Miss.
Oh.
Well...
I mean, you're probably right, just because, like, I don't think the head coach Golding, Pete Golding, the defensive coordinator that got elevated there, he strikes me as a rah-rah guy, but I don't think we really know about how, you know... How great his football knowledge is yet. Obviously he's a defensive guy, but can he be a CEO?
I don't know what it is about when they promote a guy from within. There's something about that, whether fair, it's not fair because we don't know. There's something about that you're like, oh, that's a mistake.
Yeah,
you know, it's maybe because we just don't know Golding, and he looks like he's kind of disheveled and he cusses a lot. They said
he does.
So he's a very football guy, but.
Very, very southern football guy, down south.
Yeah, but they like him. The players like him and everything. But you're right. It's like, you know, it's like, well, really? Is that the best you could do? I think they just wanted to keep it together for the playoff run. But
I was going to say, yeah, it's a better stabilization, you know, going forward for the next month. But then would you sacrifice, like, okay, we want to be stable for the next month and then maybe not know what happens 2 years down the road? If you've got a shot at the college football playoff, yes. So in that regard, they made the right move.
Now, Gunner from Palo Alto says, Fernando Mendoza gives off huge Christian homeschool kid vibes. So hugging and kissing mom first, slam dunk, he says.
Oh.
That's a lock. And, really? You know, that mom's plus money. The
I
hug.
I like that.
Mom was plus 125.
But, like, in that moment.
But that's Mendoza. Yeah, it's the Heisman winner. Yeah, so yeah, plus 125.
I don't know.
I'm going brother, dude.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not betting it, but if I had those in front of me and I had any money at all, I would bet, you know, a little bit on plus 1,000.
I mean, there's nothing else to bet on this weekend, so.
Army-Navy.
No. No, I'll stay clear of that. Thanks.
All right, let's get Joey Harrington in here. We've got some Joey Harrington television appearances to cover first, and then we'll get to some college football playoff talk with him. Does he think it's realistic Oregon wins this tournament? Joey Harrington joins us next, courtesy of Mods PDX. But first, Schultzy with SportsCenter.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Waking up on Monday and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday, and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive, and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. One time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan, part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
All right, it's playoff story time with Joey Harrington. But first things first, here's our man. Hello. How's your week?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Boy, you sound fantastic.
It's a wonderful day over here.
Why?
Well, actually, let's just go ahead and get out of the way. So, I would say every year. Sorry, I was just walking upstairs. Deep breath. When you get old, you... walking up and downstairs kind of makes you winded.
I know it.
Okay. So the last 3 years, 4 years, something like that, we were sitting around after COVID 1 year, and Emily is like, we don't really have a Christmas or like a holiday thing. Do you think that you would want to play the piano and then we'll just have like people in the neighborhood and like friends and family come over for a sing-along? I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Well, it's kind of morphed into a little something, and I was like, God, you know what would be great is if Rop and Sook came over for the sing-along tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Are you officially inviting us to your house?
I'm officially inviting you, but Sook isn't here.
No.
So that means he doesn't get the invite again.
yeah, he would be pissed, but I have some bad news on my end, too.
Oh, no. Are you engaged tonight?
Yes. My wife and I are going out to a show of which I have nothing to, I have no idea what I'm in for, I guess is what I'm trying
Interesting.
To say. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a show. It's a comedian by the name of Becky Robinson, and I have no idea who she is. My wife just booked it, which she never does this, and she said, we're going out. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
I was thinking you were going to Little Women. Like that was, I know that's playing, over, I think it's over at the Armory maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Sorry. But thanks for the invite. That's great. So wait, what do? You everybody sings together?
Yeah. You know, it's like it's people in the neighborhood, and there's one woman who sang on Broadway, and then there's like the mom of a friend who sang off Broadway, and then my father-in-law sings and he lives near Broadway, and it's like, you know, like, and then we're probably gonna have like a jazz flute from somewhere in the neighborhood.
What?
And you know, some people bring like bells, and we got a triangle and the guy, you know, percussion, you know, he'll bring his box over sometimes, and you know, it's just a,
oh my gosh,
it's just one of those just fun and, you know, just have a little merriment at the start of the Christmas season.
So it's turned into a thing, huh?
It's a wonderful thing. I have a great time. What time is your show?
8.
Never mind.
Yeah. Sorry.
I know it's last minute, but I was like, oh man, I'm setting up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, how great if they, I was like, these guys never have anything to do. I mean, that nobody likes them. They just sit at home all day. So why not?
Right. Yeah. You know, I am not shy about putting things on the calendar a year out, and don't think that I'm not putting this on the calendar for next year, whether I'm invited or not.
it's going to be one of those things where it's like, you know, like Suk said, he was just going to peer yeah. over the hedge and like, maybe I'll just call him and just call him, you know, just shoot him a text and like, yo, dude, like yeah. you may be in like Indonesia or something or like at a Portuguese football match, but hey, come over and hang on the green couch.
I think he's at his ladies' Christmas party, but don't quote me on that. Or we, you know, Suk and I might just start a rival holidays sing along, you know?
That would be something.
It'd be on brand for us.
It'd be something.
Yeah. We'll have our crooner Schultzy over there. It'd be great.
Ooh.
Well, that's going to be fun. I'm jealous, and thank you for inviting. Now, I've got something to play for you.
Okay.
Because I saw this on TV. Now, you several weeks ago, you were
I'm guessing I know what it is, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, several weeks ago, you were teasing that you had to fly to New York City, and you wouldn't tell us why.
Oh, that's right. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm sitting around watching football, I think last weekend. I can't remember. Maybe it was 2 weekends ago.
I'm guessing it was the Big Ten championship game that you're referencing.
Okay. All right. That tracks. I did watch that. Uh-huh. And I yeah. saw this.
All right. We need a big idea for Dang Green. This is the official craft beer of the Oregon Ducks. Somebody, go.
Direct mail campaign.
This isn't 2001. Someone else.
How about a media blitz promoting Dang Green as the most outstanding beer in college sports?
I love the enthusiasm. I don't like blitzes. Somebody, please.
Look, we can't just stumble into something and expect to score.
Or could we? I think I have an idea.
I wonder if it's too much. I like it.
The official craft beer of the Ducks is Dang Green.
Second time to charm.
Okay, that's amazing, first of all. Dang Green beer? Is that what you were in New York for?
No, it's not. But it was a great commercial.
It was a great commercial, but is that New York? At the end there's Mike Bellotti, and he says, well, maybe second time's a charm, you know, the whole thing. That's not in New York?
Yeah. Isn't that so funny? That's downtown Eugene.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
They did an awesome job. They made it seem exactly like not exactly, but you know, it would fool schmucks like you, but you yeah. know, hey, right. you know, you have a few Dang Greens in you already and you look at it and think, ah, I think they're in New York.
Well, that's a great ad. Now,
actually, they're just on the backside of Rock and Rodeo.
Okay. You know. Okay. I guess if I look closer, I should probably notice that, but well, who is all in the boardroom there? Like, who are all those people?
The people. Well, the guy at the end yeah. who was like, you can't just stumble in. He actually wrote, he was actually part of, he was the creative behind it. And yeah. he like, you know, did the whole thing. I was like, this is brilliant. And the other people were, I don't know, what's the technical term? Like art actors or bit act or like extras or like, you know, okay. like, and then there was a couple people who worked for Hot Valley.
Well, that's great. So it's made by yeah. Hot Valley.
Yeah. Okay. So this is actually the second ad that they have done in this series. The first one was, I don't know if you've seen it, it's the Kenny Wheaton and Jerry Allen, where Kenny's at a party and Jerry's calling the game, and well, not the calling the, you know, calling the party, and Kenny goes over to the beer section and Kenny Wheaton's going to pour.
Yeah, Kenny no, Wheaton's I haven't seen pour. That.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Oh. But this one, he threw some good references in there that it's like, if you're paying attention, like you know what they're talking about.
Yeah, a little reunion with Bellotti there. Great dude.
That was the best part, yeah. in my opinion. Yeah, it was. They said, do you think Coach Bellotti would come? I was like, let me give him a call, and he was spot on. He was perfect.
Where was he? Where's he now?
He is splitting time between Central Oregon and then down in the desert and still and Eugene, kind of bopping around with kids and or grandkids and, you know.
All right. So why were you in New York then?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because it hasn't been announced yet.
Oh, so it'll be this weekend for the Heisman. Tomorrow.
No.
We'll find out tomorrow.
I don't think so. Maybe I'll check after. I don't think anything about it.
Well, how about this? We're real close, okay? You've been coming on the show for a long time. We love having you on. Our listeners love having you. Why not a little nugget just for our listeners?
A nugget. Okay. Well, let's just say it has to do with a coach that I played for a few years ago. And it will be, you will have an opportunity to view what I was doing. I'm guessing it won't be left on the editing room floor. But yeah, so that's kind of, I think, all I can really say at the moment. It's not like they're going to come like banging down on my door and like, you know, take me away in handcuffs, but they're like, yeah, don't say anything until we announce it. So.
Okay. So an NFL mm-hmm. coach.
Maybe.
You did like a song? You did a bit?
No, it had nothing to do with music. No.
Well, now I'm more intrigued.
I know.
Damn you.
Don't you like, did you see how I did that?
Yeah, you're good. Bobby Petrino, no. I'm going through.
Ooh, that would be a good. Yeah. Although, there was. Petrino was referenced.
Oh, no. Oh.
Interesting.
Who else did you play for? So it's got to be Saban. Is it Saban?
It could be.
I think it's Saban. Damn it.
Remember, right. I had 10 head coaches in 7 years. So there's a
name
lot.
Them.
And that's just the name them. Marty Morningweg.
That's not him.
Steve Mariucci.
Maybe.
Dick Geron.
Not him.
Rod Marinelli.
Not him.
Nick Saban.
Maybe.
Cam Cameron.
Not him.
Bobby Petrino. Emmett Thomas.
Who?
Forgetting somebody. And then Sean Payton. Was that not? That's only nine. Forgetting somebody.
Ah, you left him out.
No. Maybe I had 10 coordinators.
Is Mariucci hanging up his, he's hanging up his, is he hanging it up on the NFL Network?
I don't know.
The Mooch?
Is he?
Yeah, see, I'm on to this. It's something with Saban or Mooch. I don't know. I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, maybe I'll check. I'll see if it's been announced. Okay. And maybe I just haven't been paying attention.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a break. And when we come back with our friend Joey Harrington, Mods PDX, we will discuss Joey's thoughts on the mighty Dukes of Madison James. How much will Oregon be tested? And is it realistic to think the Ducks can win this whole thing? More with Joey coming up next on 105.1 The Fan. All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. You know, look, man, it was cool when the playoff rankings were coming out and it was like, oh, Oregon might play Notre Dame at home, or Oregon is in line to play Alabama in Eugene in the first round, and it ends up being James Madison. Now, I get it. Probably a victory, but is that kind of, I don't know, is it kind of anticlimactic, I guess?
Well, you tell me which position you'd rather be in after last year. After watching Ohio State play a tune-up game and then get a hold of Oregon, would you rather be, I don't know. I mean, I look at this and say it's not about, after, as you said, after last year, riding high, coming in, like this, I had an Airbnb, like, booked in Atlanta. Like, ready to go.
I remember
that. We are
that.
Going to the, oh my, like, we, you know, we had plane tickets, we had the whole thing set, and then we got our teeth kicked in.
Yeah.
So, it's, for me, it's not about, I don't care if we play Alabama, I don't care if we play, I don't care who it is. Get me there.
Okay.
Right? I don't care how it happens, I don't care who we play along the way. Because you know what? After this week, you're going to play the best teams. You're going to play three games against the best. Wait, three, two?
Yep.
No, two games?
Three.
Three games.
No, it'd be three.
Three games. Well, including James Madison.
Well, four then. They have to go. They have to win four to win the whole thing.
One, two. Yeah, you're right. Good point. Because it goes to the eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to play three games against the best teams in the country. I have no problem adding a James Madison on the beginning of that.
You put it that way, it's right. Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah. This is good. Nice tune-up. You know, you got to be ready. You don't take them lightly, but I don't know.
Right.
Will they be tested? I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe, maybe not. And there's also, like, the, do you really want to be, like, this is different than playing
James Madison at the beginning of the season. It really is. In that, you know, I'm thinking of the Appalachian State. I'm thinking, you know, whoever your tune-up game is in September, do you really want to be the team that loses to a James Madison in the playoff? Like, is that, like, if you are coming in soft on this game and right. thinking, okay, it's just a walkthrough, you know, we're going to know that, sure, are they going to be as good as you? No, they're not. And if you take them lightly, they could beat you. Therefore, you have to prepare for this game like it is the championship game. And it can, if you do that, it can serve as a tune-up for what should be coming for the rest of the month.
No, that's fair. It's like the NCAA tournament, you know. It's like, you better not take them lightly. They may be a 15 seed or whatever, but watch
out. Exactly.
Yeah, no, exactly. You're right. There's no overlook factor. Now, is it realistic?
Well, yeah, I can remember. I mean, I remember when Virginia lost as a one seed, right? You mm-hmm. remember, like, you don't want, there are very few times where you can say, oh, yeah, I remember, you know, nobody cares or nobody remembers the 8-9 matchup. Nobody, you know, a 10 beats a 7 every year. But the times that the 15 and the 16 lost, oh, you can go down, you can name them.
Yeah. So it would be Texas Tech if they win. And then likely Indiana, maybe Alabama or Oklahoma, but let's just say it's Indiana. And then from the other side of the bracket, if you make it past those two games, you would get maybe Ohio State, maybe Georgia, could be a sleeper in there, but probably one of those two. So is it realistic to think that Oregon can beat and will beat Texas Tech, Indiana, and say Ohio State 3 weeks in a row?
Somebody's got to do it.
You think this team is capable?
Yes, and my hesitance comes from the lack of DeCorian Moore. Mm. I mean, it's Suk and I talked about it last week. Like, after the Ohio State game last year, what was it that we said Oregon was missing? What was the difference in that game?
Well, let's see. Wait, the Ohio State game?
Yeah, the Rose Bowl game last year. Not the one at
at
the Rose Bowl, they played them?
Yeah, they played them at the Rose Bowl. What was the difference in that game? Bloop, 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 bloop. Time off? Receiver? No, it was this explosive Bingo. Receivers. Yeah.
It was a freshman wide receiver.
Yeah, Jeremiah right? Smith.
And so we got that guy at the beginning of this year. And for that stretch, you know, what, first six games, we were looking pretty damn good, right? And then non-contact injury in practice. We haven't heard or seen from him since. And we had that the year of Wisconsin. Who else did we play? Rutgers was okay, but it was kind of sandwiched in those two or three weeks where it was like, oh, this is not the same team. Now, credit Dante Moore for the way, like, he has absolutely taken control of this offense since that point, but the offense has shifted. It has become slightly more run heavy. It has become more efficient, but less explosive. And that's the part that makes me hesitate is, again, coming into this playoff, we are now missing that piece on the outside. Now, Sadiq he could be that guy, right? He could be that matchup nightmare. And we also saw Penn State try to do that with Tyler Warren last year, and you know, it didn't take him all the way. So I don't know. Can they do it? Absolutely they can. And I hesitate because I saw what this team was 8 weeks ago, and I've seen what wins championships, and there's a slight disconnect there right now.
Yeah, I feel you. But it does sound like DeCorian Moore could be back here. I mean, Lanning said he's pushing.
I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're not telling me what it is and I hear non-contact knee injury in practice, look, I'm not crossing my fingers.
So I don't want to look past James Madison or Texas Tech, but I'm going to, because Indiana is really interesting, and I just want your opinion on if Oregon gets that far and meets Indiana again. Do you view Indiana, and the reason I'm bringing them up is because, of course, they came to Autzen and they beat Oregon at Autzen, and they looked damn good doing it. But do you view a rematch with Indiana the same way you would, say, Ohio State or a Georgia?
Do I view a rematch with Indiana this year in the same way that I would view Ohio State or Georgia this year?
In other words, does it worry you? Do they still, even though they've already beat you once in your house and proven they are better than you, or at least were on that Saturday, do you want to avoid them? Or like, are you worried about them? Like, if you get matched up with Indiana again, is that, like, part of me still feels like that's an advantageous matchup. And I don't know why I'm saying that. Maybe just because it's Indiana.
I don't know why you're saying it either, because they are clearly the best team in college football now, right? They came to Autzen and beat Oregon, and they beat Ohio State for the Big Ten championship. There is no better team in college football right now. And it's always tough to beat a team twice.
Is that true?
It is. It really is. And I don't know why. I don't know what the psychology is behind it. Maybe you come into a game, you game plan for a team that you haven't played yet, and you're basing your game plan and your decisions off of their tendencies, we would have, essentially at our disposal, we would have the last three games that each team had played, right? So we'd base our game plan off of the last three games and then their season-long tendencies. But they could come into it looking at you and say, you know what? God, we're going to completely change things up because of this matchup that we like against Oregon, right? And so you could get into a game against Ohio State and Georgia, and they could give you something that you have never seen from them to that point of the season. If you play a team again, you have that tape to rely on. You know what they do. You've seen it firsthand, and you can make adjustments accordingly. Now, they could still be better than you. that's just sport, but at least you have, you know what it feels like.
Yeah. You've gone up against those guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's like BYU, Texas Tech. I mean, BYU came out and went on they got smoked by Texas Tech earlier in the year. They get rematched with them in the Big 12 title game. BYU comes out and goes 14 plays, 90 yards. Well, they're doing stuff that, they had game planned that Texas Tech wasn't ready for. And then what happened after that? They got like 80 yards the rest of the game. But it, at least it's an advantage out of the gate. So you're saying that's an advantage for Oregon?
I would say so. But we're splitting hairs at this point.
I know.
I know.
I don't know. There's just something
I don't think getting back. I mean, you said it a second ago that you're looking past Texas Tech. That could be the scariest team out there.
You're right.
That is a. There's always a team that's like, ooh, I don't know that I want to play them. That's the unknown. That's the team that very well could end up being the best team in I wouldn't be, well, I guess you couldn't have it because it would be Texas Tech and Indiana in the semifinal. Yeah, but I wouldn't be, those two teams could be the two best in the bracket.
Wow. Then it wouldn't be an advantageous draw for Oregon. Sook's been saying it's been advantageous for him, James Madison, Tech, Indiana. I don't know either. I'm with you.
I don't know. I'm just saying Indiana is the best team in college football. And Texas Tech is the wild card.
Yeah.
Like, so those to me, it's like, well, I think both of those statements can be true at the same time. Right. How about that?
Well, how about that? And how about your sing along tonight? That's gonna be fantastic.
And you're going to come. You should say, honey, know what? I heard that comedian isn't funny, but you know what is funny? Me singing Oh Holy Night at the top of my lungs.
Maybe I will.
Me singing Santa Baby.
Maybe. I love that. Maybe her and I could do a Santa Baby duet.
Ooh, there you go.
She can belt a tune. Well, be ready for my text of what's the address.
Hey.
I've been known to pivot.
There you go.
All right.
You know where to find me.
I do. All right.
Couch is waiting.
Thank you, Joey. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
All right. That's Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. The club is next on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.